Alan Coney's story. Tell it.
I don't know the beginning.
The beginning is, I will tell you the beginning.
The
beginning is Alan Coney is a teacher.
A Baba lover.
He comes here sometime. You may call it often, you see. So, once he came here, and he told us about his being a teacher and all that, and it was fun to hear him and all that. Next time when he came, he brought this story to us, that he was a teacher, and I think in the States, the teachers have a teacher's day or something on, when the school closes, they get together. What do you call that?
Faculty conferences?
Yeah, not conferences, but there is a little bit of party-like thing thrown, you know, amongst themselves.
The last day of school.
The last day at school or something like that.
Yeah, the kids aren't there and the teachers
you
party.
Yeah.
Not at my school, Eric.
Okay.
In high school,
yeah. This is
tests for 2 weeks and there are no students.
No, but then what happens is that they sit together and it's the last day, it's a nice day. They have a party, they have drinks also. Nice.
I don't think he said that.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah. And I said, you all have drinks also? I said, yeah, we drink, but... we drink, but little, he said. So then what happened is, he was to come. That was his last day in school, and soon after the school closes, naturally he'll come here. So there was some rumor around that Alan was to go to India. Amongst the teachers. So, somebody broached the subject. We hear that you are going to India, Alan? So I said, yeah, I'm going to India. What's there in India? We have heard that you had been there before. What's there? Why do you go there? So he tells them, well, there is the tomb of Meher Baba, whom I revere. And so one of the ladies there, lady teacher, whom Alan says, refers to as in the adjacent class, she teaches there to the students there. They meet, of course, they greet, meet and all that, but no such talk of Baba or anything, no personal talk is there. So she looks up and says, you're going for Meher Baba? She says, yeah. Oh, I have seen him. You've seen him? How could that be, you see? Because Alan now is calculating, you know, her age and the number of years that have passed, and Baba has passed away 13 years of the 12 years, I think it was at the time 11 or 12 years had passed. And says, I'm talking of Meher Baba, you know. He says, yeah, Meher Baba, I saw Meher Baba. But Meher Baba from India? Says, yes, India, Meher Baba. Says, at what age did you see? Says, in 1956, I was, I think, about 4 or 5 years of age. I still remember. I don't know anything about it, but I remember. Then you tell that.
So, you see, Alan was glad of the chance of talking about India, because Alan wanted them to know about Meher Baba and why he goes to India, and that he follows Meher Baba. And suddenly he's stunned to find one of them saying, I've seen Meher Baba. And here he was, hadn't seen it physically. So then she explains that she was about four or five, and that her uncle was Polish. And her uncle had come all the way to New York to see Meher Baba. He was a Baba follower. He loved Baba. And so he took his little niece along with him because she wanted to go with him wherever he happened to be going. And she said it was at the Delmonico Hotel. And there she saw Baba. Now, a child's memory, all she remembers is Baba. She does not remember America, she does not remember that great hotel, she doesn't remember the things on the table, she doesn't remember the other people. All she remembers is Baba's smile. She said, I was led up to Meher Baba, and she said, his smile, and she gestured like this, as if it covered the whole universe, you know. It's just, the smile just was unending, and I saw that smile. That's all she remembered.
And then she told Alan that now that he's going to India, can he get the picture of the time, at that time, 1956. So he was trying to find a picture of that to present it to her. Another thing that he said, Alan said, Alan was rather skeptic about it. Then he tried to find out, you see, how did you know, what happened, what was there, is there, were the people around, and this. He was interested himself. He said, I know nothing about it. But I am definite that I have seen Meher Baba, because so often in my household, I have another sister. And in our, at our place, they always point out, I forget the name of that girl, so it says, why is she so good? Because she has seen Meher Baba. That's how it is. So I am definite that I have seen Meher Baba, because my people say that, elders in the house say that.